Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show with your host, Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hello, my friend Steve Gamlin here with the latest Motivational Firewood Radio Show. This episode is titled, One Bad Apple Actually Helped a Whole Bunch. And I have to admit, this is much more politically correct than my original title of The Grinch Bag That Almost Stole Christmas. What do I love most about my life? The amazing people who surround me every day in their orbit of coolness. One of these people is named Dawn. We were close friends way back in the days of my first marriage, and although we drifted apart for a number of years, hey, life got busy, I've always been super proud of her. She has single mom raised her beautiful daughter Alexis for about 2 decades. I admire Dawn's work ethic, her integrity, and her humble awesomeness. Back in November, she reached out and asked what she could do to help our Beach Bum Philanthropy giving mission. And after some fun messages back and forth, followed by her shopping and baking with Alexis, we set up a place to meet. And I think my car was riding the rims after it was loaded. Big thanks also go out to Dawn's fiancé, Doug, who piled on the giving too. You see, I love people who find joy in giving. The givers of the world are rock stars in my book. The takers of the world, who think it's okay to reap the rewards of others who actually worked for what they have, are douchebags. Several weeks after meeting up with them, I saw a social media post from Dawn, all in capital letters. Did anyone see who took my bag at Macy's this afternoon? What she had done is put down one of her shopping bags just for a moment, and someone took it. What was inside that bag? A very special Christmas gift for a very special person. The results? Nothing. Zip nada. Now, Dawn being Dawn, she made her peace with it. Then 2 days later, an envelope arrived at the restaurant where she's been working for more than 2 decades. Inside that envelope was a note to Dawn, saying what a wonderful person she is. And there was also a Macy's gift card for $100. Wow. Again, Dawn being Dawn, she called to tell me about this generous gift and asked if it could be used to help out one of the nonprofits that we work with. Another wow. So let's check the scores. One amazing act of kindness, one really terrible act of thieving greed, one outstanding act of anonymous generosity, and one incredible handoff, paying forward that act of kindness. We accepted. This past weekend, that gift certificate helped a half dozen families who occupy a local shelter, which helps women with kids get back on their feet. When I reached out to them last week to see what they needed, they immediately replied, twin bed sheets and linens, kitchen utensils, storage containers, and silverware. My sweet, beautiful Tina, who is a professional shopper, stretched that $100 as far as she could, maximizing this generous gift as well as some money shared by others. In the end, not only did one bad apple not spoil the whole bunch, in a roundabout way, it actually helped. Not that I'm encouraging people to go out stealing stuff. It's like a farmer who drops a steaming pile of crap in the soil to make something beautiful grow. And in this case, Farmer Dawn made something awesome grow where a human piece of crap had parked his or her poison. That is why Dawn remains my friend after all these years. She finds the good, eventually, no matter what. And we all can, in our businesses, our personal lives, our relationships, anywhere. Are you a victim of someone's bad decisions or actions? Is there a way you can turn it around, bounce it off the wall a different way, to create a victory for yourself or someone else? Back to the theft of Dawn's Christmas gift. Would it have been fun to see the thief get caught and tumbled down an escalator? Yep. I'll admit, I would have laughed if that happened, because I choose to believe that karma is a duct tape bikini wax just waiting to happen. There's a visual. What Dawn did was off the charts generous, and it helped make positive waves where someone had plunked a baby Ruth in the pool. Remember, it's not what happens to us, it's what we do with it. Till next time, take care, be well. Thank you, my friend Dawn, for inspiring this message.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.